101.9 with Fook, Lindsay, and Dusty. All right, it's Imaginarium time, you guys.
Okay.
I want you to imagine the year, like the calendar year, not as kind of a timeline of dates, but as a human body.
Okay.
And if you were to put Christmas and New Year's as parts of the human body, and the space in between where those parts of the body would be, you have to come to the conclusion, at least in my mind, that we are in the taint of the year right
we
now.
We are so in the taint.
I'm not... I can't really call Christmas the back end of the taint. I want to call it the front end. New Year's would be the back end. But both I find enjoyable. You know what? Maybe that's a little revealing about me. I find both those parts enjoyable. Yeah. But
funny because I loathe New Year's, and if that's the back end, it makes some sense.
Well, there you go. We have a song about the part of the year that we're in.
Christmas is over. Saint Nick is come and gone. Gift wrap on the floor. Bob Marley say, "Hey, Mom. Nobody's working too hard. The kids aren't in school. It's 20 degrees out, and there's ice on the pool. 'Cause it ain't the holidays, so to speak. It ain't Christmas, it ain't New Year's, and we got a 4-day work week. These holidays are so close together, there's still space between. You know where your body gets sweaty and hairy, and it's found right above the inseam. Well, if the earth could only make an orbit a little bit faster than mere, then we'd get the whole darn week off and not have to work till next year. So if you're in your car, Christopher is your patron saint. It's not Christmas, it's not New Year's. It's the taint."
Is it a solid analogy?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's... I mean, I suppose, yeah.
It feels like it. Like, nothing really happens there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in between two very exciting things.
Yes.
Right now, it's kind of...
Yeah.
I mean, what's the people's production level right now? It's close to zero.
This is like the time to just coast along, you know, and just...
Overachievers are still only at 30% right now.
Dude, right. That's what the taint does all the time.
It just hangs out.
It just exists.
There's nothing.
It does nothing. I mean, granted, it's an important job in that those two things should be separate.
Yeah.
But really, it's just a placeholder.
Maybe it's a place.
But it's a pretty, like, important... And now I'm getting this visual of a taint that's got its arms out and just like, "I've been sitting here holding these two things apart for so long, and I am so underappreciated."
That's right, no credit.
It's hot and sweaty and hairy, and I'm just... This sucks.
Yeah, if the taint were to take a break... There'd be mass confusion.
I know. It's very important.
And
so now I kind of feel bad for the taint. Thanks.
All right. So if we had, it would be absolutely impossible to have New Year's right after Christmas, right? It couldn't be Christmas Day and then New Year's.
I wish it just wasn't here. It's always crappy for me, New Year's. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
It won't be this year.
Okay.
We'll vow to make it better.
Oh, that's sweet. Thanks.
Yeah. In the taint, we'll do the planning. In the taint of the year right now, we'll do the planning.
We can't say anything about your beehole. That might still be bad
you,
but we can try and work on New Year's
for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And if those things are like super interconnected, maybe you're doing New Year's wrong. I don't know.